from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, how are you today? Right now, you got to buckle up, because more information about Indonesia is coming up next with me, Stephanie Wow. Make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at the frequency 3325 kHz or 750 kHz, or you can also listen on our online streaming on voanews.id or the app RRI Digital. And now, we would like to begin the program with the news.
Here is the news first, the headline. Komodo National Park planned to be closed periodically for nature conservation. New flight routes bring in quality tourists and increase foreign exchange. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Acting Main Director of Labuan Bajo Flores Authority Implementing Agency, Francisco Saverius, explained on Monday, as one of the top-of-mind destinations, the number of tourists to Komodo National Park has grown significantly. According to Francis, this significant growth must be balanced with environmental preservation through regulating the visits to the national park.
Kita tentu melihat bahwa pertumbuhan yang signifikan ini tentu harus diimbangi dengan.
We certainly see that the significant growth must be balanced with aspects of environmental conservation. We want to emphasize once again that we really have to pay attention to the conservation efforts of this national park. And of course, as one of the contribution of preserving nature and its beauty is that we try to protect the ecosystem. And one of the policies that I think is very important here is how we set the rhythm of our visit to the national park.
Bagaimana kita mengatur irama kunjungan kita ke Taman Nasional.
Francisco Saverius Teguh further explained, following the periodic closure, the number of visitors to Komodo National Park will be arranged. According to France, this also becomes a good momentum to explore various tourism destination potential on Flores Island, East Nusa Tenggara. Main expert of tourism and creative economy at the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Nia Niscaya, appreciated several airlines that will open new routes to Indonesia. In the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday, Nia Niscaya explained that the airlines are AirAsia, Starlux, and China Southern, which are scheduled to open new routes next August and September. According to Nia, opening this new route is important to attract quality tourists and increase the division.
Because this is very necessary for us to attract more quality foreign tourists, of course, because this will provide foreign exchange.
Nia Niscaya further explained that AirAsia will add new routes which are scheduled to fly three times a week, namely Brunei Jakarta, Kinabalu Denpasar, Phuket Denpasar, Cairns Denpasar, Kinabalu Manado, and Kuala Lumpur Labuan Bajo. Then the Taiwanese airline Starlux plans to open a new Taipei Jakarta route, which is scheduled to fly five times a week. Meanwhile, China Southern will open a new Shenzhen Denpasar route, which is scheduled to fly seven times a week. The last national news comes from the National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, which is strengthening research cooperation with Japan on carbon neutrality, which has become Indonesia's focus. The agency's head, Laksana Trihandoko, noted in a statement from his office on Tuesday, his site had recently forged cooperation with its Japanese counterpart as a transition step to replace coal fuel with local biomass. He considered the use of local biomass as a new renewable energy source as strategic in achieving carbon neutrality. Indonesia is also considering nuclear power plants for large-scale energy sources in the future. Now we move to the international news. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. told United States Cabinet Secretaries Antony Blinken and Lloyd Austin on Tuesday regular engagements between Manila and Washington were needed to ensure responses to his country's maritime tensions with China. Ties between Washington and its treaty ally Manila have dramatically improved since Marcos replaced Rodrigo Duterte, who was openly hostile to the United States and attempted to bring his country closer to China during his six-year term. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday vowed a severe response to a deadly strike that killed youths in the annexed Golan Heights as diplomats raced to contain escalation between Israel and Hezbollah. Israel and the United States have blamed the strike on Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah movement, which has traded near daily fire with Israeli forces since war in Gaza began between Hamas militants and Israel in early October. We continue with the dollar and yen that kept within close ranges on Tuesday as traders awaited key central bank decisions, kicking off midweek monetary policy meetings from the Bank of Japan and Federal Reserve that could set the tone for the coming weeks. The Japanese currency was taking a breather from its recent rally as the BOJ or Bank of Japan began its two-day meeting on Tuesday, having surged over 2% against the dollar last week. We end the news with at least 41 people were killed and scores injured after landslides in the hills of India's southern Kerala state, local media reported. Rescue operations were obstructed after a main bridge collapsed in the region. State Health Minister Veena George said over 70 people were injured, and the Indian Express reported many people are likely to have been washed away in the Chaliar River. Relief efforts were ongoing on Tuesday, and two helicopters of the Indian Air Force have been mobilized. The Kerala Chief Minister's Office made the statement. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary focuses on a new chapter of Nusantara capital city. Since Monday, 29th July 2024, President Joko Widodo has started serving his office in Nusantara capital city, or IKN, Penajam Pasar Utara, East Kalimantan. As in the case of Merdeka Palace in Jakarta, he received guests and held meetings in the presidential office workroom, as well as limited meetings with the Nusantara Capital Authority officials. According to the plan, President Joko Widodo stays in IKN for 3 days to carry out his presidential activities. Earlier on Sunday, the President and First Lady paid a working visit to North Penajam Pasar and inaugurated a bridge. Earlier, concerns about the construction of the IKN had been dubbed because it was not considered ready to host an event to commemorate Independence Day on 17 August. It was clear when the president, in a press conference with the media team, said that he would attend and settle down when all the facilities were ready, such as electricity, water, and so on. President and First Lady, along with several ministries and other officials, has dispelled doubts about the construction of IKN. The president believes that the construction of IKN will bring significant changes to the surrounding areas, but it will take a process to enjoy the results. This is in response to complaints about the slow development of IKN. According to President Joko Widodo, based on the economic growth chart in Bank Indonesia data, there is evidence that the development of IKN has a good impact on the surrounding area, in this case, East Kalimantan. Meanwhile, regarding the cost of IKN development, the Ministry of Finance has disbursed a budget of 72.1 trillion rupiah for IKN development in the period 2022 to 2024. Previously, the budget realization for the construction of Nusantara Capital reached 5.5 trillion rupiah as of 31st May 2024. This figure increased by 700 billion rupiah from the 4.8 trillion rupiah realization at the end of April. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati pointed out that in a press conference last Thursday, the May realization value was equivalent to 13.7% of the total sailing in 2024 state budget of 40 trillion rupiah. In fact, the idea of building and moving the capital to Kalimantan has been raised since the time of the first President Sukarno. The main objective is to make national development evenly distributed, considering the large size of Indonesia. As we know, the focus of development is on Java Island, and at present, Java Island is saturated and full. Moreover, Jakarta City, which was previously the capital of the country with a population of more than 11 million people, is already quite crowded. Seeing all that, based on Law No. 3 of 2022 concerning the state capital, which was passed by Indonesian President Joko Widodo on 15th February 2022, it will be the basis for moving the capital and building new capital in East Kalimantan as a form of the beginning of new civilization for Indonesia. Previously, the IKN law was passed by the House of Representatives during the 2021 until 2022 session on Tuesday, 18th January 2022. Now, Indonesia is ready to look at a new life by working on the prestige project of Nusantara Capital as a form of preparation toward a developed nation and achieving a 2045 demographic bonus. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
And start today in history with July the 30th, 1920, the first World Scout Jamboree held. The first World Scout Jamboree was held from July the 30th to August the 8th, 1920 in Olympia, London, England. About 8,000 scouts from 34 countries attended. One of the important activities was the recognition of Baden-Powell as the founder of the Scout movement as well as the World Scout leader. The first World Scout Jamboree was held in a glass-roofed building covering an area of 24,000 square meters. The room couldn't hold all participants, so 5,000 scouts camped out at Old Deer Park near Richmond. Turning to July 30, 1945, the United States warship USS Indianapolis sinks in the Pacific Ocean. After being attacked by Japanese submarines, USS Indianapolis sank and left about 300 crew members dead in the attack. About 900 other people drifted at sea for several days before being rescued. This incident that happened in World War II became one of the saddest moments in the history of the United States Navy. I'll end today in history with July 30, 2011, the first International Friendship Day officially celebrated. Friendship Day is a day to celebrate friendship, and Friendship Day was originally celebrated in several southern South American countries, most notably in Paraguay, where Friendship Day was first celebrated. The International Day of Friendship was proposed in 1958. On April 27, 2011, the United Nations General Assembly declared July the 30th officially celebrated as International Friendship Day, with the idea that friendship between peoples, countries, cultures, and individuals can inspire peace efforts and build bridges between communities. That was today in history.
Bayang-bayangmu tak mau pergi. had been defeated. Berdiri diam dan hanya bisa blah 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 blah. Like a shooting star, I make a wish like la la la. My mission is done, my treasure is found. My baby girl, you really make my world can go around. Break it down, V.
Tulusnya doa bercita.
Sing for them, ladies, come on. Ini
terasa sungguh.
Yep.
Semakin engkau jauh.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesia targets Africa as EV battery market. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan is targeting the African continent to become a market for electric vehicle or EV batteries to expand the Indonesian electric vehicle industry. During his speech at the International Battery Summit in Jakarta on Monday, he said that the African population expected to double by 2045 will become a large market. Therefore, Indonesia is aggressively inviting countries of Africa to work together. As reported by Antara News Agency, the minister said to create this collaboration, he had visited Africa to establish communication on the electric vehicle industry. According to him, African countries see Indonesia as a country that can help them with the development of electric vehicles. The minister said he would discuss further plans for cooperation in the EV sector with African countries in the Indonesia-Africa Forum next September. He explained that Indonesia would collaborate especially with Kenya and South Africa. According to him, Indonesia has already collaborated with several countries in Africa. One of them is through the collaboration of Indonesian state-owned energy company Pertamina with Kenya, as well as potential electricity cooperation with state-owned electricity company PLN. As quoted from a press release from the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment on Monday, Minister Luhut Panjaitan said that the batteries are the ulang said that batteries are at the heart of the green revolution, functioning as an important component to power everything from cell phones and electric vehicles to renewable energy systems. To date, the downstream policy has significantly contributed to the Indonesian economy by increasing the value of exports, contributing to its gross domestic product, improving the trade balance, developing new growth centers outside Jawa for equitable development, and much more. The government focuses on economic transformation through green industrialization by realizing natural resources downstream and producing green products. With a dominant market share in nickel production and other significant mineral resources, Indonesia must establish a strong presence in the battery industry. That was My Indonesia Today.
Mengapa engkau waktu itu putuskan cintaku dan saat ini engkau selalu ingin bertemu dan mengulang jalin cinta mau dikatakan.
kenapa lagi kita tak akan pernah satu? Engkau di sana, aku di sini, meski hatiku memilihmu. Ingin aku memelukmu lagi. Oh, di hati ini hanya engkau mantan terindah yang selalu ku rindukan. Mau dikata tak akan pernah satu. Engkau di sana, aku di sini, meski hatiku memilihmu. Engkau meminta padaku untuk mengatakan bila ku berubah. Jangan pernah kau ragukan, engkau kan selalu di langkahku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to West Java, Indonesia, where there is a choice of tourist destinations that are not far from Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia. The name is Cisaat Educational Tourism Village, which develops educational and cultural tourism based on local wisdom. Cisaat Educational Tourism Village is located in Subang District, 22 kilometers from the center of Subang City, West Java. Traveling to Cisaat, you'll be presented with the natural beauty of countryside, which is still cool and beautiful. In In the educational tourism village of Cisaat, there is agrotourism in the form of a pineapple garden, which offers you to pick your own fruit. There is also a tea garden tour that you can explore. In addition, this village also provides paragliding sports attractions for those of you who like extreme tourism activities. You can also try the clarity and freshness of Cisaat village water. There is an artificial tourist attraction in the form of Cimutan Spring Swimming Pool. Listener, Cisaat village has traditional arts that are still active and preserved, including Gemiung art, which is a traditional art that uses genjring as the main tool. Sisingaan art, one type of Sundanese folk performing arts and originated from Subang Regency area, which uses a stretcher media that is shortened by four people and ridden by one person. In Cisaat village, you can watch people practicing these arts. You can also practice with the local community. Don't forget to try a variety of local culinary specialties. There is Papais Cisaat, a snack made from rice flour and palm sugar, shredded banana heart. For those of you who want to stay overnight, you can stay at the homestays available in the tourist village with relatively affordable rent. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Saja berakhir hujan di sore ini menyisakan keajaiban kilauan indahnya pelangi. Tak pernah terlewatkan dan tetap mengaguminya. Kesempatan seperti ini tak akan bisa dibeli. Bersamamu ku habiskan waktu, senang bisa mengenal dirimu. Rasanya semua begitu sempurna, sayang untuk mengakhirinya. Keterbatasan, walau sedikit kemungkinan, takkan menyerah untuk hadapi hingga sedih tak mau datang lagi. Bersamamu ku habiskan waktu, senang bisa mengenal dirimu. Rasanya semua begitu sempurna, sayang untuk mengakhirinya. Janganlah berganti, janganlah berganti, janganlah berganti. Tetaplah seperti ini. Oh, janganlah berganti, yeah. Janganlah berganti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Bau-Bau. Di Bau-Bau.
Which means in Bau-Bau. You will listen to a conversation about
why? Why?
Which means
mengapa? Mengapa?
Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a tenun or woven cloth crest woman in Bau-Bau. Chris asked why many women in Bau-Bau are very skilled in making tenun or woven cloth. Let's listen to their conversations.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Menenun menjadi tradisi bagi perempuan Buton. Kami percaya menenun akan membawa kebaikan bagi keluarga.
Well, after listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, why, which means
mengapa? Mengapa?
We will say it two times slowly and please repeat it after us.
Saya. Saya.
Which means I.
Mengapa. Mengapa.
Which means why.
Banyak. Banyak.
Which means many.
Perempuan. Perempuan.
Which means women.
Pandai. Pandai.
Which means to be skilled or good at.
Menenun. Menenun.
Which means weaving or making woven cloth.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun? Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Which means why are many women here skilled in weaving?
Tradisi. Tradisi.
Which means tradition.
Percaya. Percaya.
Which means believe.
Membawa. Membawa.
Which means bring.
Kebaikan. Kebaikan.
Which means goodness.
Bagi. Bagi.
Which means for.
Keluarga. Keluarga.
Which means family. In this conversation, you hear the expression
mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun? Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Which means, why are many women here skilled in weaving? In the expression, there is the word
mengapa? Mengapa?
Which means why, is used to ask for the reason or explanations about something. The phrase
bagaimana ceritanya? Bagaimana ceritanya?
Is actually asking about the story behind something. Let's listen to another example of using
mengapa? Mengapa?
Which means why.
Mengapa masyarakat Buton gemar makan ikan? Mengapa masyarakat Buton gemar makan ikan?
Which means why do the people of Buton like to eat fish?
Mengapa harga kain tenun kamuhu mahal? Mengapa harga kain tenun kamuhu mahal?
Which means why is kamuhu tenun cloth expensive? Kamuhu is a woven cloth from Buton Island, Southeast Sulawesi. someone who is an intangible cultural heritage from Indonesia. On the other hand, there are many variations of woven cloth across Indonesia, such as terfo from Papua, pandai sikek from West Sumatra, ulos from North Sumatra, and endek from Bali. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Menenun menjadi tradisi bagi perempuan Buton. Kami percaya menenun akan membawa kebaikan bagi keluarga.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
Mengapa?
Which means why. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Bye-bye.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Gunung Daik by Trio Noname. The song Gunung Daik or Mount Daik was composed by Fauzan Azima. The lyrics describe the beauty of Mount Daik in Lingga Regency, Riau Islands Province. The mountain, which rises to a height of about 1,165 meters, is the pride of Lingga Malay community, with various folklore stories and legends of the Lingga Malay royal knights. Mount Daik has a three-pronged peak, namely Mount Lingga, Pejantan, Cindai Menangis. Well, listener, let's enjoy the Malay song Gunung Daik by Trio Noname. Enjoy!
tinggi menjulang, tinggi menembus awan. Gunung Daeh, gunung cantik yang menawan. Kau terlihat tetap nampak walau nun jauh. Kau memanggil tak rela kami menjauh. Terkadang puncamu diliputi awan. Gunung Daeh, gunung cantik tetap menawan. Kau terpandang, kau dikenal lebih nan jauh. Kau dijadikan pantun serta nyanyian. Gunung Daeh puncaknya bercabang tiga. Gunung cantik patah satu tinggal dua. Gunung Daeh banyak menjadi cerita. Budi baik selalu dikenang jua. Dari jauh warnamu bersemu biru. Ditimpa mentari puncak berkilauan. Kau jadikan kebanggaan anak dan cucu. Walau jauh kau selalu dirindukan. Kadang puncamu diliputi awan. Gunung Daeh, gunung cantik tetap menawan. Kau terpandang, kau dikenal lebih nan jauh. Kau dijadikan pantu serta nyanyian. Dari jauh warnamu bersemu biru. Ditimpa mentari puncak berkilauan. Kau jadikan kebanggaan anak dan cucu. Walau jauh kau selalu dirindukan. Gunung Daeh puncaknya bercabang tiga. Gunung cantik patah satu tinggal dua. Gunung Daeh banyak menjadi cerita. Budi baik selalu dikenang jua. Gunung Daeh kau berdiri dengan megah. Gunung cantik di tanah bunda Melayu. Gunung Daeh kau hilangkan rasa gundah. Budi baik akan dikenang selalu. Budi baik akan dikenang selalu.
Aku dendangkan Zuriat